you read it. This booklet is full of tips and tricks on how to save money while traveling. I use these same tips as I traveled throughout Europe, South America, Asia, and North Africa. This information is not only for students. Anyone interested in long-term budget travel will benefit from reading this booklet. Being from a culture that values thrift, I have taken great pride in ensuring that I can always find the best value for money. I hope to encourage more travel and more intercultural understanding, making this world a much smaller place to live in. Chapter 1. Why should I travel? It's hard to describe the benefits of long-term travel if you have never embarked on such an adventure. Travel definitely changes you as a person. But it's not a noticeable change, like the change you experience after going through a workout program for 3 months. The change in you is seen in how you deal with situations around you. Let's look at a few situations and examine how two different people responded to them. Student A just graduated. During his college experience, he completed one study abroad program, one work abroad program, and he also traveled to another country for vacation. Then look at student B. He has also just graduated, but he has never left his home country. First situation. Both students get a job in a company. A couple of new co-workers join the company who are of a different ethnicity. They are not fluent in English and struggle to communicate. Student A thinks they're probably from another country where English is not spoken and are trying to learn the language. From personal experience of living in a foreign culture, I know that it is a difficult transition and can take up to 6 months to be fluent in the local language. Student B thinks, why can't they learn how to speak English properly before they get here? I hope I don't have to work with these guys. It seems like too much of a pain to communicate with them. Result: Student A will obviously get along with co-workers and be more productive with them. He has an additional resource for helping these co-workers when he needs them. He can learn about things from their perspective, which makes him a more rounded person. Student B will struggle to get along with the co-workers and could have altercations with them in the long run. Second situation. Both students relocated to a different part of the country for a new assignment, where the landscape, weather, and culture are different. Student A thinks, there will be a period of adjustment when I move there, after which I will get used to it. I will like some things there and hate some things there. I think the move is overall beneficial, and it is a good one. Student B thinks, I cannot move to another part of the country. The weather, people, and landscape are entirely different, and I will not be able to do so well. Result: Student A will be able to adjust faster to the conditions as a result of his outlook on the situation. He will be able to take advantage of the positive aspects of the new culture and landscape faster. Third situation. The company has been bought out by a foreign competitor. The systems, processes, and rules that have been in place for years are going to change. Student A thinks, I'm excited for the change. There will be more global opportunities in the company and more chances to travel. It's good to be exposed to another company's processes. The resultant business process will combine the best that both companies have to offer. Student B thinks, this is a disaster. The change could mean trouble for all. The reorganization could cause chaos that we may never recover from. Result: Student A will adapt faster to the new processes and systems and be able to succeed faster. Student B is more resistant to change and will struggle to work with new company bosses. Fourth situation. Both students encounter a difference of opinion with a boss or co-worker from a different culture. Student A thinks, the world is a place with a diversity of opinions. People's opinions are determined by their background, environment, and education, and it's amazing how people with different opinions may both be correct, but fail to realize this because they cannot see the world from the other person's point of view. Student B thinks, why can't everyone think like I do? I'm frustrated with constantly arguing with people because I don't agree with them.